Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to do never date a person who blanks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a dating deal breaker in your head? I mean, obviously, it's weird for Tiak to talk about his dating habits right now.
Right.
Yeah, but I do from past experience. I don't think I'd date a nurse again.
Ooh, interesting.
Aren't your sisters nurses?
The anesthesia, yeah, adjacent. They're in the healthcare field.
Okay. But why? Because they just bring their work home with them?
Or? Yeah, because she wanted to put a catheter in me. She was in school and she's learning
she's
how
like,
to do
it. She's like, I want to practice.
Yeah, like I need to practice. And it's like, that's,
okay,
not,
but would
that's
you,
not for that.
Would you date an established nurse who didn't have to do all the practicing?
I feel like, don't they have to, they got to stay sharp on their skills, and I feel like, no.
I feel like
they're just looking for something to put a catheter in, and I'm there. I mean,
I'm looking for that. But are they, like, I've dated people who've dated firefighters, and they kind of say, it's not the same, but it's like, you have to compartmentalize so hard that it's hard to be, like, because they've just like, oh, it's such a hard baby today. I say that all the time. It's such a terrible thing, but that's just a real thing that somebody said. It's like, yeah, no, at work today, there was a burned baby. And you're like, how do you, let's make out.
Yeah, how do you
Netflix?
Go? Well, like, what's for dinner? Yeah, it's like, that's so hard. Yeah.
How do you?
Wow.
Yeah. I think what we were going for is fun things. And
yeah,
okay. I just ruined it.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the catheter.
Like, I've said this before. If I were a female, I would not date a guy who's a letter in, like, Broncos when they go to games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have said that. Why is that?
I just think
you don't like a passionate person?
It's just like, you're a grown man and you decided to paint your chest and get six of your friends to also do that.
So he's passionate and he has buddies.
You would date a B.
I don't want the first letter.
I need to explore why. What difference?
Which O?
Like, you would? You don't think that's weird?
I mean, I do, but that's not a dating deal breaker to me.
That's 100%. Like, I would never date again somebody, this is adjacent to that, but you're not going to think it is, somebody who's so into, like, award shows that they have a party.
yeah,
like, you want somebody to have a passion, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. I love that you love football. But if you love it so much you're painting an O on you, that's too far. I love that you love movies. All my girls are coming over, and we all watch the movies like that last week, and then we have a red carpet, and there's paparazzi, and it's like...
We all filled out our ballots.
Yes,
and yeah.
That.
Yeah.
No.
It's a lot.
You want passion.
And it feels like it comes with homework.
Yes.
Like, watch these 20
How
movies.
How could you be with someone like that?
Yeah.
And I was with somebody like that. She literally had Oscar parties. And then, like, there was just a year she was like, oh, don't forget, everybody's coming over. I'm like, I'm not.
I will not be here.
Yeah. And she's like, we live together. I'm like, we did.
Oh, bud.
It's all right. So if you have one of these things, if you have a dating deal breaker and you want to share it with us, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. Or you can text into the same thing.
Anyone who always claims that their ex was crazy.
Gulp.
Yep.
She was, though.
But, I mean, what if she was?
That one. Okay, I'll give you, like, one. You can have one crazy ex.
What
but
if
they can't all be crazy.
What if I make them crazy?
That's a you problem. Oh, so I'm not dating you.
Is that why you're not dating? I also like there's something that you're out in the dating scene, right? Are there dudes? There's a thing I've talked about this guy. I'll never forget him. He was at a bar and he kept his fob. Like he kept his fob in his hand. It was like a Mercedes fob, and he just kept like flipping it as like a thing. And I feel like the new thing for that is crypto. Like dudes who just won't stop. It's like where they're just opening the Coinbase app and like going, oh, hold on real quick. I got to check my...
You're actually on it because, so I am dating one guy seriously.
Okay.
And he said, you know, if I ever talk about crypto, that I'm not interested. That's like his thing.
So he will not. Doesn't want to.
So we don't talk about crypto together.
But he has crypto?
He does.
He would say that to scare women off. If he wasn't interested, he would be like, let's just start talking about crypto.
Kind of, yeah. Because then it's just like you watch the disinterest come across their face.
Yeah.
I've had it to me when I'm DJing before. A guy comes up and is like, can I tip you? I'm like, sure. And he's like, you got crypto? And he pulls, what wallet you got? And I'm like, you just wanted to talk about crypto.
Yeah, you can't date that person. Yeah. It's like people who, there's something about, I am a materialistic person, but if that's your defining thing.
If that is your whole personality.
Yes. Yeah. If all you can talk about is what car you have or what crypto investments or whatever, there's something, it's almost as bad as saying your exes are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think I could date someone who also played basketball.
Ooh.
Because really? I've done that before and it's a lose-lose situation.
Why?
Because me and my buddy, we were dating a couple girls who were on the women's basketball team. Uh-huh. And so, oh, we'll hang out, we'll play. Oh, 2-on-2. Okay, now we smoked them. Oh, we're not supposed to beat them. Okay, we'll play easy. Oh, you're not supposed to go easy. Like, what are we supposed to do here? Like, it's a fight either way. And it's just like, I'll have my interest and you can have your interest and we'll just learn about each other. Maybe it's just having the same interest that it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, luckily there are no women who are just Culvers all the time.
Yeah. Good.
So, okay. So if I just want to say this is a whole category and I think we could almost do a separate topic, but like mama's boys
or
daddy's girls. Like you just can't, like if you can't live up to their mom, you don't want to date them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If a person is a mama's boy, you need to run right now because he's going to want, like his mom's going to die and guess what? Then it's you.
Even before that, like moving in with him, you're like, going to be doing everything doing laundry, his mom was doing.
Yeah. Like who, that steak's not going to cut itself. Like,
Cut it
up for me on my plate. For me. All right. So if there's a dating red flag, never date a person who blanks. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're super judgy today. Not sure why, but we've decided to just talk about the people we would never ever date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple nurses weren't happy with me in the text. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. I just don't trust my junk around you.
It was very swathy. You took out a whole profession.
Well, you tried to stick needles in my junk. I mean, what am I supposed to
needle? Ass.
It's like a...
It's just a tube.
We didn't even get that far. I don't even know what it is.
You don't? Tonight is your lucky night. Nicole?
Yay.
Never date somebody. Who would you never date?
Somebody who tattoos their ex-girlfriend's name on them post-breakup.
Oh,
post-breakup?
That's a different level.
Why, what was that for? Is that a desperate attempt to get him back?
I did this for you.
That's a great question. It was actually kind of reversed. It was my ex that sent me a text post-breakup. Look what I did for you. And I was like, what?
He did?
His future girlfriend. Yeah, and his future girlfriend reached out to me like, so is this really your name? I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that should have been a red flag for you.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. It seems like something I would do. Wow.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, the tattoo part, you think I'm just not manly enough to do that? Okay. Thank you, Nicole.
Wow.
Brandon?
What's my type this morning?
Yeah.
Never date a person who blanks. What's yours?
Never date the person who would wait outside your house or whoever's walking out of your house, and the first person they see is the person they want to talk to and ask, hey, where's this person at? Where's Brandon at?
We're describing a stalker is what we're doing. Is that what you're talking about?
100% a stalker, yes. You can say the stalker or slacker, whatever you want to call them.
Okay. So you're saying you had a stalker?
Yes, I did. Yeah. My ex was a stalker to the family that I'm with now, 100%.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you noticing a pattern in the people who listen to our show? We've dated some fairly unhealthy people, it feels like. Thank you, Brandon. Sally?
Yay.
Never date a person who what's?
Wears Birkenstocks.
Amen. Do you have some?
Yeah, of course.
Of course what? I'm a native of Colorado, and I've never put...
They're German. Birkenstocks are German.
I know, but it's like Boulder, Colorado made those things. Like
no, they... I feel like Boulder has the other ones, the other sandals with the other... The like...
Heel?
No, I don't know what they are. They're strappy, and the straps are like different patterns.
Teva. Those are called...
Yeah! Teva. That's what it is. Thank you.
Don't look at me.
They're just the same category. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
Birks
are just a hard pass. Patchouli. Like, if you smell like patchouli, it's... Like, I respect you. I know. I am, like... We got nurses and Boulderites on our way.
Yeah, careful. Like, we might need to go to the hospital later. Yeah. Just be careful.
But it's a hard pass for me. There's a thing about you that I don't think you're ever going to be able to rise to my level of passion. Like if you think that's footwear. Do you know what I mean?
It's not.
You're just too damn comfortable. I don't want somebody who's that comfortable.
It's just, I don't want to see your toes unless you're getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Then don't look down.
Well, but also, so many Birkenstock people wear socks too, which is another hard pass.
Oh, socks and stocks.
I think if you're going to do it. Thing.
Yeah.
Socks are the way to go if you're going to do it.
No. Yeah. This, I forgot you're a slipper guy. You're so weird. Yeah, I got to get out of here. Nate?
Yeah. What's up?
What's up? What? Never date a person who what?
Never date a person who chews too loud and is always like plucking things out of their teeth.
Yeah.
What about me? My jaw disconnects. I have that thing where it pops when I chew.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's just genetics. You can't do anything about that. Yeah.
So
right.
You date me, Nate?
I date you, bro.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Actually, thank you. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm blushing actually.
Aaron, Should we step aside?
Let this blossom.
The Tiak and Nate show now. Yeah, something is happening to me as I'm getting older that I do. I suddenly chew louder than I used to. Because my son is like, there are times where he's like, do you know what you're... And I'm like, I don't even know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
also, like, you run a lot. If you don't run a lot, you know, you kind of run out of breath as you chew. And that kind of makes you...
Oh, yeah. You just get winded while you're eating.
Oh, you're a runner.
That was the quickest relationship I've ever seen. Maddie.
Hi.
Never date a person who what?
I said has Snapchat, like a grown man with Snapchat.
Yeah, that is kind of
JB
weird
looking
now.
At you. He like it's the first thing he does to people is they go get your snap and you're like, what?
Oh,
you're a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm talking guys, girls. He's just constantly like, give me your snap. And I'm like, are you
in
middle
adult,
school?
I don't have one.
Yeah. You do have one though, right?
I barely use it.
Yeah. What is Snap for? Because you want to send booby pics or something?
Kind of.
It disappears right away or something?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. They're probably looking to do
something.
They're
up to no good. Yeah.
It's like, thank you. But is WhatsApp the same? Because I feel like anybody who's asked me for their WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is like a different, you get a different phone number. So that's really good for like overseas because then it's free. But it's also a way to message.
It feels like a scam when somebody's like, hit me up on WhatsApp. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Emily?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. We're here too. Never date a person who what?
Who loves snakes. I've dated so many who love snakes. So much that I feel like it's me. I feel like I'm
I know exactly. Like, if you walk into a person's house and there's that telltale blue glow from a terrarium, don't put your coat down, man. Grandpa Simpson that thing.
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's fine.
You date a terrarium person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had multiple,
though? It's like have a goldfish or don't have anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, 303-222-5423. If you're a snake person, hit Aaron up.
I'm a snake.
That's twice.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.